This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Well, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
Do we know, Bobby Belt, the playoff format for this coming year in college football, or are we going to get another change on this one?
We do not know the format yet.
In fact, boy, CFP, we are 70 days from college football starting?
I know. We're getting closer and closer. No, CFP leadership says there's actually no leading contender for the playoff format in 2026. The college football playoff staff recommended updating the strength of schedule metrics used in the selection process last week and hopes to have a new playoff format in place by the fall. But talks at the end of last week reached a reset on what the format will be for 2026, according to The Athletic, and beyond. CFP Executive Director Rich Clark said, I wouldn't say there's a leading contender right now for them, but they're taking a good look and a fresh look at it. This has been a little messy these last couple years. Just I can't remember anything that we've done that feels nearly, in any sport, that feels nearly as like, yeah, we're just figuring it out as we go, you know?
It does seem very kind of by the seat of their pants.
Yeah, like, okay, maybe we shouldn't do the campus games at home in the first round. Maybe that should be the next one. Maybe that structure doesn't work. Like, they literally are just adjusting.
Yeah.
Which is good. I'm glad they're adjusting, and they're not just digging in and going, this is what we picked. But what's the last thing that felt as awkwardly rushed as this? The All-Star game decides home field in the World Series?
That felt a little rushed. Yeah,
that was the tie game in the All-Star game where they're like, crap, we got to give it meaning. It wasn't format, but that quick reaction to the Saints pass interference where they're like, all right, you can challenge that. And then a year later, they're like, never mind, you can't challenge it.
Look, I want them to change the format. I don't like the format they currently have. I think it's just, you know, it's too...
It's close. They're very close.
They are close,
I don't know exactly what it's missing yet, but it's very close.
Yeah. I don't want teams getting a bye just because they won their conference. Like, not all conferences are equal. Like, I'm sorry. I know you want to. Everybody wants. They're not. I know it's not the right thing to say. But
no, it's true.
They're not.
It's true.
You know, it's just so you gotta deal with that. So I would like a little bit of change, but I mean, this is the best system we've had by a lot.
Yeah, I like it, and they're.
I felt bad for Oregon last year.
It's very close. Why?
Because they were
because Texas benefited.
No, because Oregon was clearly the best team, and so
they earned it. They earned their right.
My college football brain has been conditioned to, if you beat a team once, why do I have to beat you again to prove I'm better? That's the college football I grew up with.
Sure,
I already beat you once. I don't need to beat you again. There are no rematches in college football.
We settled it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are no rematches in college football. For 100 years, that's how it was. That's the college football I grew up with. Once I beat you, I'm done with you. I don't need to beat you again. So these whole... I hate rematches in college football. You know, that's just my sports brain. My college football brain can't comprehend why Oregon had to beat Ohio State again.
Yeah, I understand
that bothered
it.
Me. No, and that's why I don't like the playoff. But I do like it because it's better than what we had, but I already beat you. Why am I proving this again?
Yeah, and this was, I get that aspect of it. And like I said, I think they're very close. I think we learned pretty quickly. Well, like, what did we learn last year? We talked about how man, the on-campus games, we undersold what an advantage that is. Like, if you are on those home games in the first round, if that's going to be the structure moving forward, pick all of them. Pick every single home team in those first round games. Mm-hmm. If you're playing a game on campus, pick them. Because that was the thing. I remember when we got out of that weekend, that was the biggest thing that we're like, oh, crap. That's devastating. Those games that we thought would be a little more competitive were... It was just an environment you couldn't prepare for.
If you switch the matchups up a little bit, you might have gotten some different games.
Which is why I said that needs to change too. Like to me, I would think if I'm one of the top seeds, why don't I get an on-campus game? Like I should get that. That shouldn't go to the middle teams in this.
Like if Ohio State and Penn State got byes, and it was, Indiana at Arizona State. And Tennessee at Boise State, it might come out different, right? You know, it might come out different. But you never know, and that's the beauty of it.
Texas did get the benefit last year over Oregon in the structure. It was a better deal. Texas just got the benefit over Oregon again. They're going to start hating us. Five-star pass rusher Richard Wesley has flipped his commitment from Oregon to the University of Texas.
Oh, baby.
I'm not convinced he's staying because this dude has had one of the most waffling recruitments of anybody in the country. But the 2026 recruit, Richard Wesley, he is committing to the University of Texas, another big-time five-star recruit that they get in the edge rusher class as they've collected a bunch of those.
Nice!
All right, Chop.
All right, let's do it. I did not look at this.
Ooh, this is this one might upset you. This is going to be a better list than the one we got from CBS recently.
So last week, CBS had the top 25.
This was like dynamic playmakers or something.
Dynamic players of college football's last 25 years.
So,
and they did not have Tim Tebow.
Right.
Who I don't know how you can be more dynamic than the guy who leads college football as a quarterback in rushing touchdowns in the history of the sport.
So over at The Athletic, Bruce Feldman, who's a great writer and has a lot of different connections. Bruce reached out to over 30 coaches, analysts, and NFL scouts for their take on who the top 25 college football players are since 2000.
All right.
And I'm going to run through 25 through 11, and then we'll see if you can kind of figure out the top 10.
So is this like best careers or best single pop?
So this is about the best players. He didn't define it that narrowly. This is basically, so he writes that he said the experts all came at it from different perspectives. Some of them maybe felt like an amazing season overshadowed an excellent body of work. How much should stats, level, competition factor? He basically just allowed them to say, just tell me who you think the best are, however you define that. So that'll get a little waffly here. But here are the top 11 to 25. We'll start with 25. Quentin Nelson from Notre Dame is number 25. Tyrann Mathieu from LSU is 24. Brock Bowers from Georgia, the tight end, 23. Sean Taylor feels low at 22 for Miami.
Yeah.
He was really dynamic. 21, Jaden Daniels, LSU and Arizona State. 20, Aaron Donald, 19, Julius Peppers, 18, Roy Williams, 17, Christian McCaffrey, 16, Chase Young, 15, Marcus Mariota, 14, Baker Mayfield, 13, Devontae Smith, 12, Andrew Luck, and then 11, Larry Fitzgerald. So we got the top 10 now. This is a West Coast pass rusher at number 10.
So Pac-12?
Mm-hmm.
Thibodeau.
No.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Thank you.
What did I say? Deion Jordan?
No. Went on to become one of the better pass rushers of the last 20 years in the NFL.
West Coast.
Ended up in Sean's neck of the woods.
Suggs?
Terrell Suggs. Arizona State. Rick Neuheisel said he was unblockable.
See, you screwed me up with West Coast.
It's over on the West. Arizona. Whatever it is. Number 9. Just got drafted. Just signed a new contract.
Travis Hunter
is number 9. The five-star recruit shocked the college football world by beginning his college career with Deion Sanders at Jackson State in the FCS. A bunch of people just praised the raw instincts. Now we've got we're going to get into the meat of this list. This is where I think it gets controversial. Number 8.
Can I have a position?
No, but I will tell you this feels very low.
Adrian Peterson.
No.
Lamar?
Nope. Somebody we've talked about a lot in the last week. Peyton, you want to throw out a guess?
Saquon.
No. You've mentioned his name this segment.
Tim Tebow.
8.
Okay.
I don't understand.
Guys, he's the greatest college football player you've ever seen. Unless you saw Earl Campbell play, he's the greatest college football player you've ever seen.
Is this potentially, he talked to some scouts. Do you think this is potentially scouts thinking with their
NFL brain?
NFL analysis brain.
Yeah, probably. Because if you're just looking for college, you can't make an argument that anybody has been better than Tim Tebow this century as a college football, as just strictly college. He is the most accomplished college football athlete of our lifetime.
Number seven. A similar kind of player.
A similar Johnny Manziel?
No. Similar in play style. Build everything else.
So same position? Oh, really? Vince?
Vince Young is okay. Number seven.
See, I got a problem with this too because
these two feel very low.
They feel very low.
Those are two. I might put those two in the top three.
Vince had the greatest season I've ever seen. If you want to say Cam Newton, I'll give you Cam. But I mean, Vince. First of all, Reggie Bush was holding his Heisman. It never should have gotten taken away from Reggie because Reggie shouldn't have had it. It should have been Vince's. You can argue that that was the greatest season of all time.
Number six, Bill Belichick's favorite player. Second highest ranked defensive player on this list. From the U.
Bill Belichick's favorite.
And this is the Athletic's top 25 college football players of the last 25 years, as according to coaches, scouts, and analysts.
Why am I missing on who his favorite player is?
The only reason why you noticed because I referenced it yesterday. Ed Reed. Safety, Miami. Ed Reed, Rick Neuheisel said, you needed to know where Ed Reed was at all times. He was fantastic. Just a special, special athlete. Top five now. You got a quarterback at number five. Heisman winner.
Heisman winning quarterback, Lamar.
Lamar Jackson is number five.
All right. Lamar did not have a better college career than Tim Tebow.
No, he did not. And that's, like, I mean,
it's not even close.
I don't understand it. But, again, we might be talking about projection out. Number four.
And hang on a second. Marcus Mariota's on this, and he's ahead of Jameis?
Yeah, Jameis isn't anywhere on here.
Am I wrong on that one? I mean,
Jameis was, the last year kind of dirtied up Jameis's career, I feel it like. But yeah, Jameis would, to me, I thought Jameis was better. Number four, this is a quarterback with an especially big one-year pop.
Well, Cam had a one-year pop.
Not Cam.
Manziel?
Nope. Peyton?
Tua.
No, E-A-U-X.
Oh, Burrow.
Joe Burrow is number four. Gosh, those numbers in 2019.
They were amazing.
5,600 yards, 76% completion, 60 touchdowns to 6 interceptions.
That's just crazy.
Absolutely unreal. All right, we got the top three. These are the top 25 college football players of the last 25 years from the Athletic.
All right, so you're going to have so we're going to have to have, let's see.
Do you want me to give you the three positions and not tell you what order?
Reggie?
Do you want me to give you the three positions?
No, I'm going to guess them.
Okay.
It's going to be Reggie, it's going to be Adrian, and it's going to be Cam.
Who's number three?
Adrian.
No. Peyton, you got a guess?
I'll still RJ's response with Cam.
No.
Number three.
No. Reggie?
No. Defensive player, highest one on the list.
Sue?
Ndamukong Sue. You got it. Nebraska. Man, he was like... And there's going to be a second name here. I think we're going to have two issues of just names left off this list. Number two player. To me, this is the guy who should be number one.
Cam?
No.
Reggie?
Reggie Bush is number two on the list. And then number one, you guys have guessed him several times already.
Cam?
Cam Newton. There is no Adrian Peterson on this list.
Adrian Peterson isn't one of the top 25 college football players the last 25 years?
There's no Adrian Peterson. There's no Jameis Winston. There's no Jadeveon Clowney.
Manziel?
No Manziel. This might be worse than the CBS list.
This is
the pros.
I just don't understand what. See, yeah, the pros are probably the pros are muddying this up.
But I mean, it's also like, I mean, I don't think they were the majority of it. I think a lot of this was college coaches and analysts. I wonder if there's like bitterness from some college coaches too about some of these guys.
Yeah, you can't. I don't think you can say that Adrian Peterson wasn't one of the top 25. I look to me.
Now, his freshman season was incredible. His freshman season, he rushed for almost as many yards as he did his next 2 years.
I mean, I can make an argument he's better than Reggie in college.
Ooh, I don't think you can.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Reggie was the best.
Reggie was great.
I'm stunned Clowney's not on this list. Yeah. I know his last year he wasn't, but I mean, Clowney was, a dude was a monster at South Carolina.
Like Brock Bowers over Adrian Peterson? Like get the blank out of here.
Bowers was a great player.
Sure, he was. Is that better than Adrian Peterson?
I don't know. Let us know on the fan text, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053, if you have any glaring omissions here or who you think the number one player of the last 25 years is.
College the kegger. Football kegger right here on 105 through the fan. Could the key, the Cowboys passing game, currently be locked up? Next on 105 through the fan.
And it's back to Sean and RJ right here on 105 through the fan segment here brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org and also brought to you by the personal injury lawyers Frankel and Frankel. If you have been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first 214 or 817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck attorneys in Dallas.
How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
You know what I like about the media? They think you can just dial 1-800 and get a quarterback.
Yeah!
Dude, we got so many texts from that last segment, names that should have been included in the top 25 of the last 25 years. So we did get some names like Bo Jackson and Ricky Williams. It's like, yeah, this is just the last 25 years.
That's why Vic wasn't on it.
Yeah, but you've got there were a couple other names that came up. Tavon Austin from the 817, that's pretty wild.
Kyler
not being on there is nuts.
White was really good in college.
I was in there talking to Hagen and another name popped in my head that I was like, why wasn't he on the list? Was Percy Harvin. Percy
was great in college, yeah.
At Florida. So, I don't know. A crazy list. This also maybe just shows that it is very subjective, too, because there's a ton of names on there that, like, I don't know if we would have been thrilled with them leaving off many of them at all.
Well, there's a difference between being subjective and being stupid.
All right. We can take it that way, then. All right. Henry Ruggs. You remember him?
Very, very vividly.
Former Alabama receiver who went on to play for the Raiders and had the tragic accident where he had been speeding his car up to 156 miles per hour before he slammed into a vehicle that killed a driver, Tina Tinter, and her dog. Tina was 23 years old at the time. That was back in November of 2021. And he's been serving a prison sentence recently. He was allowed out on special release recently.
Real quick, in that crash, they say something of him not helping, or did he flee the scene?
I don't remember specifics. I think he did leave, but I don't remember specifically. But it was something where he had been sentenced to a significant amount of time. He will not be allowed out. The earliest that he would be allowed out would be August of next year. But he was allowed out for a Hope for a Prisoners event last week in Las Vegas, and he seemed to say all the right things and expressed remorse for the accident. And this was actually the clip that got shared around social media of Henry Ruggs talking at the event.
One that I wish I could turn back the hands of time. I would love for them to meet the real Henry Ruggs and not the one that was escaping from something. You know, I sincerely apologize for not only being a part of that situation, but the fact that, you know, not to take a shot at you, but the fact that my face is always in the news, my face is always in the newspaper, so they have to constantly be reminded of the situation, be reminded of me, and see, you know, those memories have to continue to rise because of all of the fame and notoriety that I have, which I never asked for, I never liked. And, you know, so I would just tell them that, you know, like I said, I deeply apologize for just being a part of that. And I wish that they could meet the real Henry Ruggs and not one who was just running away from everything.
During the spring, we talked about how Josh Jacobs, his former teammate, said that he had talked to Henry Ruggs, said Henry Ruggs had been training while he was in prison, everything else, keeping himself ready for whenever he gets released. August 2026, he's out, which will be a few months shy of his 28th birthday. And we've seen in the last 20 years, players get released from prison and return to the NFL. Michael Vick, Plexico Burress, they both did it. So they obviously had different issues. Plex was shot himself in the leg.
Sure. Plexico's was the most, I don't say forgivable. That's the wrong thing to say.
His was the easiest for a team to probably look past.
Right. Yes. And then look, I mean,
Vicks was bad.
Death was in part of both of them.
Yes. Vicks was bad.
Vicks is.
There is legitimate, and I understand this is not to get anybody worked up. You too, Peyton Russell. Death was a part of both of them. They're both very bad. There is a difference in the law and everywhere else between being responsible for a dog's death and a human's death.
Oh, for sure. I get it. Yeah. I get it. Yeah, yeah. You get, you know.
So I'm not equating the two. They're both awful.
They're both awful.
But I would say Ruggs is the most consequential.
Yeah, and I don't want to like compare the two.
Sure.
But like, you know, like I equate. I guess not to say I equate killing like a dog, harming a dog. In a similar way of harming a child. It's a helpless.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Right?
I understand, yeah.
You're supposed to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if Vic came back and played and other people have come back after they've done terrible things, I've always stayed consistent. If the court says you're free to work, then if I feel like you have paid your debt, then I feel you're free to work too.
So that answers the question of, should he be allowed?
Should he be allowed? Yes. If you're a free man, everybody should be allowed to go back to work.
So that's part one of the question. Should he be allowed? The answer is yes. Okay. All right. So now that that's been answered,
I have to take him back.
Right. If he's paid his debt to society, that's part two. Would you be interested in him? So Plexico Burress was away for 20 months. He got out when he was almost 33. He signed with the Jets. Michael Vick was 18 months served. He missed 2 years, and he returned to the NFL at 29. Ruggs will be the youngest of them, but he'll have been gone for almost 5 years, which is pretty unprecedented.
It's a long time,
for somebody to
man.
Be away for 5 years and come back to football. 28 years old is not over the hill for a receiver.
It's not over the hill. I can't imagine he is remotely at the same skill level that he was.
Probably. Yeah, I mean, he's not kept sharp. Like, in terms of he hasn't been playing football. He would still be a second-year player in his football IQ and everything else in a lot of ways. But if you could look past it, would you just say, all right, I'll take the gamble on that? How long had... trying to remember how long, and it was not for prison, but I'm trying to remember how long Aldon Smith was out of football. He was out for almost five. He was out for a long... So he would... 2015 was the last time he played, and then he got with Dallas in 2020. So it's basically like the time that Aldon Smith was away. Obviously, very different reasons, and Aldon Smith had resources outside that he didn't, Henry Ruggs, but...
Yeah, I mean, look, this is clearly it was a terrible thing. It was a DUI, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was very inebriated.
Yeah.
I remember the video leaving it was some event. I mean, look, the NFL brings back people who beat up their girlfriend. Now, it's not the same as killing somebody, but one is a drunk driving accident. One is, you're in a fit of rage. So, yeah, I mean, if he's free, I'm generally I'll go get him. If he's free, I have no problem with him being on my team. I don't have to like that. I don't subscribe to the I have to like the players on my team. This is a results-based business. That's, at the end of the day, the most important part for most of these teams is, can you play or not?
And that was something where I would guess this would have to be a very low-risk thing. This is more just all right, we're taking a flyer on you. You're not getting... I'm not going to compete with it. You're getting minimum salaries, all that. Maybe some escalators, but that's all.
You're not giving them big money. You're getting a tryout, basically.
It sounded like he had the right things to say, at least, though. But that'll be a complicated question that is facing the NFL here in all likelihood. It's not certain yet, but in all likelihood here in about 14 months when a lot of people expect that he'll be released. You got some odds?
Franklin injured to his fan text. They talk about they let Josh Brent come back.
Yep.
Dante Stallworth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dante Stallworth was... Leonard Little. I don't think Leonard Little even went to prison. Leonard Little had a DUI where he killed somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on the Super Bowl team the next year. He led the Rams in sacks in 99, I think it was. And so, it's happened before.
Yeah, it has. I went and found some week one NFL betting odds.
Okay.
Tell me if any of these pique your interest.
Well, as an employee of the NFL, none of them piqued my interest, but wink, wink.
There you go.
Yep.
Eagles, Cowboys, care to guess on what the spread is right now?
Eagles by 4.
6.5.
Damn.
Chiefs, Chargers. It's in Brazil.
Well, what everybody says. Don't catch the Chargers in Brazil on
that's
September.
That's what they say. Yeah, that's what they say.
And so I'm going to say that it's still probably, though, Chiefs 4.5.
2.5.
Damn it. I'm awful at this.
Let's see.
See, NFL, I don't bet.
Jags, Panthers.
Oh, God. Is the over-under 13.5?
46.
Oh, okay. That was close. We'll say the spread is 3 for the Panthers.
Jags by 2.5.
Are Jags at home?
Let's see here. Commanders, Giants, week 1. It's in Washington.
Commanders, 6.
It's 6.5. I can't wait to make some money on that game. Give me the Manders, crazy.
Keep those spreads.
Aaron Rodgers, first game at the Jets.
I'm going to say that's Jets 2.5.
Pittsburgh by 3.
Damn it.
Terrible.
I'm
terrible,
really not good at this.
San Fran, Seattle.
San Fran, Seattle. Who's at home?
Seattle.
We'll say... Seahawks 2.5.
San Fran by 2. Detroit at Green Bay. That's a decent week 1 game. I hate division games week 1.
Detroit 3.
Green Bay by 2.
Okay, I'm awful.
He's Bobby, you lose.
Peyton, why don't you answer this one? Rams hosting Houston.
Rams hosting Houston. I'm going to go Rams 3.5.
2.5. Close, though. Bills hosting Baltimore.
Bills hosting Baltimore. I'll go Bills 2.5.
1.5. Okay. So that's week 1. Bears hosting Minnesota.
That's a decent game.
Bears hosted Minnesota by 4.
Bears by 1.
Damn it! I'm not.
One more. Give him one more.
One more. Okay, let's go. Cincinnati at Cleveland.
Cincinnati at Cleveland. My instinct says that would be Cincinnati minus 3, so I'll say it's Cleveland minus 1.
Cincy minus 5.5.
Damn it!
Arizona at New Orleans.
Arizona minus 5.5.
Yes!
Oh, we're done!
Yes!
All right, we're done.
That's a walk-off. That's a walk-off right there. I am thinking, like, look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 division games on week 1. Ugh, I hate that.
Is that common? I know the Cowboys a lot of times draw a division opponent week 1.
I hate that. Like, you should not play your division until, like, November.
And oftentimes you do. Like, a lot of times you'll start the season and end the season with them a lot of times.
Yeah, at least
Dallas does.
Yeah, these games are too important for, you know, the first week of the season. Crosstalk, the KNC Masterpiece is next.
And it's back to Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan segment here brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine today. The back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. More new Chevys than anyone else, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
We have reached Crosstalk, the KNC Masterpiece, here on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan. RJ Choppy, Bobby Belt, Peyton, and Aiden. Hagee and Eric Chiafalo for, like, what, the third time today?
Yeah.
Chiafalo's in here.
Free loves you guys. Show.
And 0 for 3 on the headphones today, too. Oh, no, here you go. You got one now.
Wore them.
We got them.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have your own headphones?
No, I do not.
You don't have any pair?
No. Not that work for this. I have the ones that, like, go into your ear, but they plug into your phone, mm-hmm. but that's not the same type of adapter.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
After that we need. So I bought a pair in college. I got a laptop. Oh, okay. But in college, I got a pair, and then they broke, and I never got another pair. But thank God we have spares up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
And headphones.
Yeah, we do.
Those things have ear juice all over them.
Ew, ear juice.
Ear juice is... I'm less likely to put on somebody else's headphones than I am to sit on somebody else's toilet immediately after they got up.
Headphones are different than earbuds, though. The earbud, I can, like, I understand.
The back of the headphone rubs up against the back of the ear. That's always the smelly part of the ear. Especially you get sweat. You get some people up here that are sweating.
You know.
Are you guys intentional about the back end ear cleaning?
Reference? Yeah. Every day.
Every day?
Every day in the shower, yeah.
Okay, what about the belly button?
No.
That's a blind spot.
It's a blind spot.
Yeah.
It is a blind spot, yeah.
Make sure to wash your feet.
Yeah, I do wash. I do wash the feet.
That's good.
Do you have like a ledge that you can put your foot up on, or do you have to balance on one leg to scrub your
both.
Foot?
I mean, I'll do both.
No, I know, RJ. That's not how he does it.
You think he and Sarah would have a shower that doesn't have places to like put your foot up or something?
I can only imagine the apparatuses in that particular
small
shower.
This doesn't work.
One of his kids doesn't have to imagine anymore.
Stop it. The small shower doesn't work.
I got a question for everybody. Yeah. This came up during the break when I was in there talking to Peyton. And I don't expect...
I'm sure that was a very intelligent conversation.
I don't expect Eric down age-wise to have any clue what this means. But
Eric,
don't
how old are you?
I'm 31.
Okay. So I when we're talking about outdated technologies earlier, I'm gonna go around youngest to oldest. When I say this, I just want to know if you know what it means. Mia, do you know what 10-10-220 is? No. Peyton, do you know what 10-10-220 is?
I'll say no.
Not Rack City.
No.
Chio?
No.
Y'all know what 10-10-220 is?
Of course I do.
Feel like is that upside down boobs?
No.
Yeah, you got it.
No, that is wrong. That's 80085. Come on.
Whatever.
yeah, that.
10-10-220, we used to live in a magical land.
You guys are going to be floored that this was a thing.
We're making phone calls outside of your general space of living was almost an impossibility. But if you dialed 10-10-220, they would cut you a break and save you like 9 cents a minute on a long distance phone call because those just weren't included. You couldn't just call wherever you wanted with your phone.
It was 99 cents for the first 20 minutes, and then it was an affordable rate after that. And you wouldn't see the charge until on your phone bill later the next month. So it was like you got a credit card.
On a landline or a cell phone?
Landline. These were 10-10-220 was like what, 99, 2000?
Something like that.
Yeah. They used to run commercials. Oh my gosh. They had these, like, the biggest stars would do commercials for it.
Yeah.
And if you go back and watch like old Super Bowl commercials from 1999, it's like, oh, here's Jerry Seinfeld telling you why you should use 10-10-220 for affordable calls.
I must have grew up on the other side of the trash. I just dialed one and the area code my parents paid for. I don't have no idea what you're talking about.
You probably drove them into the poorhouse.
You grew up in the right side of the tracks because you're paying full price.
The other side. Yeah, the other side.
Yeah, you're paying full price for this long distance.
I don't know anything about that, man.
My mom had us have like a whole spiel of like if we were answering the house phone, it was like, thank you for calling the Chia Falls. This is Eric. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, really? You were one of those
like
families?
Wow, like you're a business.
Yes, dude. Every single time. That's what it was.
What was the reason for that? Just,
I guess, hey, just general respect.
Yeah, just be nice.
Just being
Is it given your dad's stature in the community? Like, hey guys, we're reflecting dad here. Let's not just go, yo.
Perhaps, maybe. It was never explained exactly why, but I think whatever job my dad had, my mom would have just been down for like, hey, you guys are going to be respectful as you answer the phone. Because it was probably mostly adults that were calling the house.
Yeah.
So it was like somebody calling for my mom or dad. So let's not sound like a schmo when you answer the phone.
Dude, kids do not know how to talk on the phone. You get them on the phone. Like, I mean,
is this turning into an old man?
No.
Bobby's turning the old man.
I don't feel like I know how to talk on the phone. Like,
I could see that.
I feel it's awkward and weird. I think that's just a lost skill? I don't know if that's a skill.
How do you answer the phone?
Depends on who it is.
Do you answer with their name or you're like, hello, Eric?
Like if Eric were to call, I might just go like, what's up, baby?
That's exactly how he would answer it.
And so it depends on who it is. If it's like Gavin calling, then I'll be like, hey, what's up?
And then I'll just be like, what did I do? What did I do? And I'm just thinking in my head. Yeah, I'll go, hey, it's Tiger.
What do we have on the show today?
You know, that is an excellent question. That's... Luckily for you, I have an answer.
All right.
So we will talk with Bobby Corrala at 11 o'clock. We got some Cowboys news at 10:20. And then I just blatantly rip off one of Bobby's statistics to help factor into our opening segment about the Rangers.
All right. Very nice.
You know, Bobby, I want to let you know I'm on your side.
Thank you.
I saw some people, you just presented the information about the starting pitching and how they've struggled over the last 3 weeks compared to the amazing job they've done. And it was really weird that in just presenting this information, people determined that you have decided that it's all the starting pitchers' fault that we've struggled this year. I thought some of those responses were weird.
I didn't understand
not
what it was.
Ten Commandments weird. But weird.
Wow. I didn't.
I'm sorry. We didn't have another day of that.
No,
oh, I'm sorry. No. Too far.
Oh no, we got more of that in Ask Reddit.
Yeah, we did.
No, it was. I didn't. That was my whole point. It was like I've put out plenty of stats over the last couple months about how bad the offense has been.
Yes.
Like I was just going, oh, we're trending in a direction that the pitching wasn't going.
Yeah.
Like now that's still an emphasis on the hitting, I feel like. Because I'm trying to put an emphasis on, hey, you're not going to be bailed out by this anymore. They need to start hitting.
Yep.
But
all right, let's wrap up some Ask Reddits.
All right, let's do it. Let's start with Hagee because Hagee didn't answer any of our questions the first time. Kevin Hagelin, what is the American equivalent to breaking spaghetti in front of Italians?
Eating pizza with a knife and a fork. I feel like we're offended. I am offended by that as well. I don't know why.
That's a good answer. I'm going to let everybody else go around the room first because I want to see if anybody else grabs the one that I had that I instantly thought of one for us.
I did too.
What did you get?
Microwaving a hot dog.
What?
Ooh, that's bad, but I would not have thought of that. It's bad if somebody told me they're doing it. I'm like, that's, why would you do that?
Like at the very
How else would you, if that's the quickest way to do it.
No, it's not edible after that.
You boil it, or you can slice it. Cut.
No.
Cut a hole in it or cut a line down.
That's like a 10-10-220 old thing.
No. I have grandparents that have boiled, but I feel like boil that's the worst way to do it.
Boil it's fine. No,
boiling it is better than microwaving
100%.
It.
100%. No. Yeah. Dude,
wild.
Microwaving it is like, it turns into like burned bologna
and
or something.
It gets all
it's
lumpy
gross,
and
dude.
It's like that's why you gotta slice it down the middle so the juice so it doesn't like get bubbly.
Did you ever do I know what you're thinking.
You shut up. I'm thinking that because of you.
I know, I put it in your head. Did you ever do the thing when you were a kid that you would learn on like PBS or something where it's like, oh, cut little lines into the hot dog.
I literally just said that.
And
poke it with a fork.
Yeah, it was
all the way down.
Yeah.
You would cut like four lines in the hot dog from the halfway down, and then you'd place it on the plate, and then ooh, it's like an octopus when it gets in the microwave and it starts curling its tentacles.
All right.
As long as I'm like a Sesame's or
Bobby,
not like Zoom.
You just sold me. I'm gonna try that tonight. You said don't microwave. I kind of want to see that.
You can do it.
I kind of want to see that.
Google. It's like it's a craft they have kids do. So what's the equivalent?
I have two. One is ketchup on steak.
Patrick Mahomes.
And then the other one, and you brought up pizza. It's ranch on pizza. That's offensive. Dude, as an Italian, that's offensive to me.
I agreed. Face, I agreed for a long time. I've come around on like just dipping it in some ranch every now and then.
It's really good.
It's not
the actual pizza or just the crust?
No, like the pizza.
Okay.
Yeah.
Peyton, crust, you got to dip in marinara.
What about barbecue sauce?
No, I would say no.
Oh, I like every now and again, if you get that stuffed crust, I like to dip that in barbecue sauce.
Dude, sauce you really like, right?
I like buffalo sauce as well, but you're right.
Buffalo would be good.
That's about it.
Here's a hot take. If it's not Whataburger ketchup, I would prefer to dip fries in barbecue sauce.
Ooh, yeah. Let me ask you a question. I'm really glad that you said that. How many Whataburger chicken strips, do you think you could eat over the span of a segment? Because we've got Eric Chiafalo, the master of all things eating, and Jacob Ray, I think, would like to challenge for the crown. And I believe we're going to have a Whataburger chicken strip eating contest at some point this week.
It's a good question. I don't think I could eat a lot of those just because they're very dense.
Yeah.
Bready, right?
Yeah, they're very bready. And I feel like I'm
in on this contest.
How many do you think you could do?
I have no idea.
In a segment, if I had to do it, do I have to keep it down?
I mean, once the segment's over, you can do it.
Okay,
then,
I mean, I could probably, I don't know, 10?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Like, but I would feel like I'm going to get sick.
This all stems from the Fanatics. They had Joey Jaws and a couple of the celebrities doing the Cane's chicken tenders. at the Fanatics event over the weekend. DJ Khaled was just like game respect game, watching him marveling at Joey Jaws. And with Kane's ones, I think because it's a little bit more chicken than breading, I felt like I could hit close to 20 in a segment. But the Whataburger ones, they are a little bit more bready. So I would put it, the over-under somewhere in the neighborhood of like 13 and a half.
Peyton, the equivalent of breaking spaghetti in front of an Italian.
Mine was dipping steak and ranch. I've known people to do that.
Ew.
Same thing with with ketchup, so ranch.
Yep. Okay.
What about a well done
that's
steak?
That's my answer. If you order a steak well done, people are like, the hell are you doing?
You got some A1 for that. Well,
but should you ask those people to just leave?
Yeah, that's what Hank Hill said.
Yes. Yeah. We will ask them politely but firmly to leave.
100%. All right, next one here. I've got time for one more here in Ask Reddit. I don't want to ask Peyton that one because he said he was going to make it uncomfortable. All right, here you go. Hagee, what's something that became socially acceptable way too quickly?
Oh. I mean.
Well, not the first three things that popped into your head.
I'm going to have to think about that.
Or sorry, the first two.
I have a feeling Eric would say a few of them on Twitter.
Jeez. I'm going to have to think about it if somebody else wants to go.
The answer is, because we all used to ostracize these people. I feel like now nobody cares. It's the talking loudly on your phone in like a public environment.
Oh, I still
or whatever.
Care about it. I hate it.
What do you
but
do
like
about
now,
it?
Now nobody, like there's no social shaming for it anymore.
Yeah, we need to get back to I think we need to bring back like social shaming. Absolutely. We need to do that. Yeah. I said nothing happened faster than dressing down post-COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude.
Confirm. All right, so I'm a great example of that. I was not the sharpest dresser in the world out of comfortability.
But now you look like a GQ model because you're the only one who wears pants still.
Exactly. But, like, that's because of COVID. When I was the only person, I would see one other person and then Broadus would come in. So I'd see maybe two people a day and I was like, I'm done. And then when everybody came back, I was like, no. I made it this far. This is how we're dressing going forward.
John Machota told me he started relaxing a little bit. He still dresses pretty well for game days. But Machota told me he's dressed down a little bit for game days now. He said, and the thing that gave me the cultural, social green light I felt like to do that was the fact that the NBA coaches are only wear tracksuits now. He's like, when they stopped wearing suits, I was like, all right, if they're going to sit on the bench of that, I can wear a collared shirt instead of maybe a dress shirt.
Look, wearing a hat in a nice restaurant, we can do that. Bobby and I did it in Indy.
Yeah. Oh,
you couldn't get away with that 5 years ago.
Do you feel that way? Well, never mind. We got to go. I was about to ask if you feel that way in church, and I was like, you know what? We don't have time.
Yeah, I do.
People wear jerseys and stuff in church.
I don't, you know.
Chop wore a hat in church at a funeral.
Yeah. I would.
Whose funeral? Your dad's?
Yeah, I wore a cowboy hat.
Okay. But that feels different than like a ball cap.
Okay, well, what about the fact that Choppy also said GD it into a microphone in the church during the thing?
Slip up. I didn't mean it.
It's a fair crossing of the line.
It was a slip up. But to be fair, it was a Methodist church, not a Catholic, so I don't really abide by their rules.
They still believe. Never mind.
It's not my church, so
never mind.
What am I going to do? All right. KNC Mashup.
You forget the name of our show?
KNC
Mashup. We've been doing this for like 6 years.
Yeah, KNC Mashup is next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.